listeners, welcome to another episode of the Kids Ministry 101 podcast. I know you just listened to us last week, but on our side, it's been a little while since we've recorded. Producer Trey and I have been traveling all over the country with our VBS preview events through the month of January. And now we are back in the office and we're getting caught up with some friends about things that are happening that we need to bring you on the podcast. And so, although you have been listening all along without break, we have had a little bit of our January hiatus, and now we are back in the saddle with recording some podcasts. And when it comes to being back in the saddle, you want to start off with somebody that you know really well, who you know is going to be a home run guest. You don't want to bring just anybody. You need somebody who you know is going to be a sure thing. And so we couldn't find that person. So we brought in, oh no, sorry, Jeremy. And so in light of that, we are here with our great friend from across the aisle at Century Kid Camps, Jeremy Eccles. J.E., how are you?
Hello, I'm doing great. Man, it's good to be back. And with an introduction like that, it just really, it's so special.
Well, you know, there's a lot of love here. A lot of love for you, a lot of love for camps. And man, it's always exciting when we get to talk about camp. And so, although for our listeners, we are still in winter, summer is really coming, right? It's right around the corner. You in the camp world, you're preparing, right? You're already prepared with content for next summer, with what's coming towards the new theme, and you're working towards venues and all the arrangements, and churches are making deposits and getting things ready for next summer right now, making their decisions. And you're also hiring summer staff. A big part of the culture of Century Kid Camps in particular is in the quality of the young people that we hire as summer staffers who come in, and they are just such a wonderful batch of people. Many of them wind up on our staff, and I think one of them might be on the podcast right now. Producer Trey actually came to Lifeway as a Century Kid staffer. And so Trey himself started there. So camp is just such a wonderful thing. And but it's time, right? You have something in your space, JE, that you talk about is the ramp to camp. Are we officially in the ramp right now?
We are very much in the ramp to camp. And it's a lot of fun. And it's exciting to get ready for events. And churches have a lot of questions and a lot of just excitement about being able to do camp and return. And man, it's going to be great. We look forward to seeing so many of our churches and so many of these listeners with who know us through Lifeway Kids are a part of Century Kid as well. So we're excited about that. But you're right. Summer staffers are a huge part of it. And so while returning to churches and returning to so many things has begun to happen, the return of our students signing up to be summer staffers hasn't returned in the same pace as it has with some of the other things in the world. And so, you know, we've got camps with a waiting list and a lot of, you know, places where churches are saying we're back, we're in. But when I think about this demographic that is our summer staffer, they're not as ready to commit in advance. And what I think about, you know, this demographic the last couple of years, they've just had a ton of uncertainty. Yes. COVID has caused their school, their work, their social plans. You know, it's created a little bit of a hesitancy to commit. And even folks over the last couple of years with that first job, it's sort of delayed that because things have been closed and things have been. So there's a lot of students in that phase that are maybe hesitant to even step out and leave home for the summer for the first time. I had a chat with an applicant, and he was like, "It's just a long time to be away." Whereas in the past, I talk with guys who are like, "Yes, I'm fired up. I get to go away for a couple of months and travel and see the country and meet new folks." So it's just a little bit different dynamic that we're seeing now, and so. Yeah, we are in that hiring phase and looking to hire great folks to serve this summer.
Well, let's talk a little bit about our summer staffers by the numbers. So how many teams are there currently that are serving summers in Century Kid? And about how many people on each team are we looking to have?
We'll have eight teams this summer. So eight different groups going out on the road and traveling and serving. And each team varies a little bit by size. Some of our larger camps, we need more rec staffers and Bible study staffers. Some of our smaller camps, we have less. But all told, we're looking at just under a couple hundred summer staffers that we want to hire for this summer. And so so that's a ton of great folks. And with that, we've got a good number of ones who are returning from last year. Mm-hmm. But Chuck, we were on the podcast a few months back talking about the cancellation of summer 2020. When that happened, it's like we took the pair of scissors and it
just disrupts, right?
It cuts our recruiting pipeline. It cuts our continuity with some of that. So we're still recovering from that. We're still recovering in the staffing pipeline. So that's kind of a by the numbers, picture of what we're looking at.
Well, you know, one of the great things about the podcast is we are talking to listeners, church leaders, who probably know some really well qualified young people who could be great candidates for you. And so let's use this episode to kind of talk about what that summer experience is like, all the benefits. My goodness, I want my own kids, JE, to work under you at CentraKid one day, because I have seen firsthand the quality of the training, the quality of the experience, the way that working for CentraKid builds character and leadership skills. My goodness, I wish that all of my kids could serve in that capacity. So why don't we use the podcast from here on out for that purpose? Let's talk about what sort of people would be good candidates. And let's ask our listeners, please help us with this. There may be young people in your church or in your home who would be really great candidates to come and work at CentraKid this summer. They do get paid. They do get fed. They get clothes to wear, at least camp shirts to wear for the summer while they're doing that. But we would love your help in identifying some people that we might encourage to apply to come and work with us, young people of character who would be a great fit. So, JE, tell us a little bit about what makes a really good summer staffer. What kind of characteristics are you looking for? What sort of age range? And how might our listeners know if one of these people is maybe across the aisle from them this Sunday?
Well, we're looking for that student, that young adult, someone over 18. So, Chuck, I know your boys, man, I look forward to having them one day. They're just not
Tyson
quite
is
there
16.
Yet.
He's not quite there yet.
They're
he's
getting
16,
close.
But he's getting close.
But somebody over 18, we've got to be 18. But someone that you trust. So that ideal CentraKid staffer is just somebody who loves the Lord, somebody who loves kids, and they're ready to work hard at camp. And we've got a variety of positions. So what can they do? What will they be doing? We've got folks who can work with sound and audio and lighting, things like acting on stage. And plus, we need a bunch of staff to lead Bible study and lead games and activities with kids. So, you know, you may think, oh, man, are they ready? Well, every CentraKid staffer is trained. We train, we model, we prep for the role that they have, but also every CentraKid staffer is prepped for sharing the gospel and having gospel conversations with kids. It's one of the things that it just thrills me every year to see a CentraKid summer staffer who serves, you know, 8 to 10 weeks of a summer with us and then goes back and they serve in their local church. They've got a greater skill and also a greater passion for their ministry. And so that's part of my story. I mean, you know, think about it. You know, they're going to get training and they're going to get a ton of reps. In sports, we go out and we practice, we learn skills, and then we get a lot of reps so that when we get into the game, we're able to perform. Well, this is a chance where in the summer, they're going to get a ton of reps leading Bible study, leading activities, and then we'll send them back home. They're going to be fired up, but also they'll have a broader perspective than just volunteering on Sunday. They'll know what it takes to pull off an event. They have seen behind the scenes, and they'll know how to also prepare and really engage kids in a lesson, not just read a lesson off a page, but really dive deeper with kids. And whether they realize it or not, summer staffers, at least at CentraKid, they're coming away growing as a leader. That's something that we are pouring in. And that's a desire of mine and part of why I feel God's called me to this role. I love the opportunity to pour into young leaders and invest in them along their journey.
That is a huge takeaway, you know, in addition to the pay that they get and the room and board and the experience, the connection with their team. There's so many great things that come out of this. But what has been so impressive to me, as I mentioned earlier, Trey, who's our producer on the podcast, and many other people that work full time at Lifeway, came into Lifeway because they started off as summer staffers at CentraKid. And the leadership training that they learned, the ministry, philosophy, the values that they received have all made them, I mean, every one of them is a high quality a person who is ready to go into the workforce. Now, and also, JE, I know not every single person who works at CentraKid goes into ministry, but it has been really fun for me to know many of our staffers when they're staffers and watch them decide that this becomes a place where they discover their calling to actually work in the church in kids ministry full time.
That's right. There's some who come and they've got plans to take on the family business or plans to go to school for, you know, for a particular vocation. And through a summer of service, God adjusts that calling on their life. And in some of them, they become a Christian businessman or a Christian teacher. But others, they go and they say, look, God's called me to do ministry at my church. And so they change course or they add to their skill set. And so, yeah, it's really fun to see how this intense experience, we talk so much about camp, about the kiddos experience and how it's really, really rich and it's special for them. And it is, all that is true. But this is a little bit of a peek behind the curtain of the summer staffer experience. It is very rich as well. And it's something that's life changing. It was my story. You know, it was how I, you know, I was a camper, a kiddo at camp years ago. And then on summer staff, it was just opportunities that changed my life. You know, I had older camp staffers pouring into me. They saw something in me and they encouraged me to grow in my leadership. And through that, you know, it changed the course trajectory of my life.
So working at camp is a wonderful thing. Just in general, working for a Christian camp over the summer is a wonderful experience for a young person. I think it's a really great opportunity for younger college students, you know, that 18, 19, they're not ready for that full-time year-round job yet, but they're looking for a way to make money and something to do with their summer that's going to develop them and move them forward, you know, as they are still in school. So there is sort of a range that's kind of the sweet spot. It is fun when we get people who then return and they don't serve just one summer and they're gone. You know, there's no commitment for them to serve for 4 years or 3 years, but many do come back after that first year. What can you tell us about that, just that tendency to come back and do it again?
Well, everyone hates the day that they have to quit working camp and go get a real job. You know, it's that day where it's like, I've got to get a real job. Well, this is a real job, but I get what they're saying. I understand there's a certain age and stage in life, like you're saying, that college age. And even we've got some seminary students who serve and who've been great leaders with us. And with that, yeah, they get into this experience and they want to come back. You make friends in a way that wherever you want to go on a road trip, think about this as a college student, put yourself back into that mindset. Wherever you want to go to watch a ball game or to go and see an event or do a thing, like you've got someone probably in that region that you can call up and catch coffee with. Or in my case, there are some ball games I wanted to go to, but also needed someone's sofa to crash on. So I'd call some dudes from camp and be like, hey, can I crash on your sofa when I come to town to watch a game? And so you make those types of relationships. And it's just really neat to see what happens in an individual staffer's life, but also the network and the kind of the kingdom reach that comes from serving together, serving.
All right. So I've got two more questions if no other ones come up. So the first one would be, as you talk about that, those friends, we're not talking about a regional camp offering that we do in CentraKid. We're across the nation. So give us a little idea, J.E., where do our camps extend from where to where?
We're coast to coast. So we've got camps on the East Coast and, you know, in the Carolina, North Carolina, and you know, all the way over to California. A lot of our camps are in the Southeast. We're in Alabama and Mississippi, Louisiana and Texas. We're in Kentucky and Tennessee. But we end up seeing summer staffers from all over as well. And so it's always fun to be like, how'd you hear about CentraKid? And a lot of times the story is, well, I heard about it because I was a camper. And that is phenomenal. We also hear, how'd you hear about CentraKid? Well, somebody in my church just told me about it, mm-hmm. or a coach at my school just said, hey, you need to check this out. There are some folks who come across us just by searching Christian Camp, you know, on the web and looking for staffing opportunities. But it's really powerful when a caring adult, a mentor, a leader in your life reaches out and says, hey, I think you need to check this out.
Yeah.
Whether they're familiar with it or not, we can answer questions. We can help get them up to speed. But that's where we're kind of looking to hopefully the Kids Ministry 101 listener can say, hey, I know someone and I want to reach out to them and have them connect with Centric Kid, because sometimes that nudge, and especially with what we've learned, and we talked about it already on this conversation, the world for that college age student over the last few years has been very different than when you and I were in college. And so they're going to need a nudge, maybe even a handhold or a hand on their back, to kind of walk them through a process and take that first step, maybe the second and third step. But I tell you, this is at the heart of you know, kind of where I'm at in ministry and in life, is just knowing sometimes we need a guide and we need to handhold. There's a reason why with babies we spoon feed and we handhold early on, so that later on they don't have to have that. And so that's part of growing young leaders as well. And so, you know, I threw this in my notes because I didn't want to forget to say it. Kids ministers are great guides. Like, that's what kids ministry is all about. And so that's sort of my ask today, is to ask you as a kids minister, reach out to that older student that you know that you might can nudge and walk them through the process, encourage them to work camp, but then follow back up with them and even offer to be a reference for them, help them with their application, offer to be a reference. Again, it can kind of sound like handholding, but it is needed. Those are needed growth and development processes, so that later on in their life and in their ministry, they won't need that. They'll be able to run and grow as a leader themselves.
That's a great word. One of the things that, you know, we as kids ministry leaders often think that we minister to kids who are children, you know, first through sixth grade or birth through sixth grade. The truth is, the influence that we have as leaders extends a lot farther. We influence parents, we influence caregivers, whoever that caregiver is in the home. And we all know kids who grew up in our ministries, who moved into the student ministry, who are now entering into young adulthood, who still know who we are, who are still a part of our ministries. They're always going to be our kids. And so I couldn't think of a greater thing to encourage, you know, one of the children who grew up in a church where I served, who is now starting off their adult life and would love the opportunity for me to take them to coffee and catch up and see how they're doing. And even to say, hey, what are you doing this summer? Would you consider serving in a summer of camp? Especially if you bring kids to camp. There's a lot of our listeners who take kids to camp already, to Centric Kid or elsewhere. First of all, let me encourage you to come to Centric Kid, centrickid.com, where you can find all about Centric Kid, because it is not just like any camp anywhere. It has a lot of things that are really unique and special. So you need to get to know Centric Kid. But if you're going to camp, if you already have a camp culture, one of the great things that we can do as ministry leaders is encourage young people. We need to be mentors. We need to be leaders. We need to be guides and encouragers. And let's give that nudge, as J.E. says, to encourage young people who we know to follow into a summer of service. I think that'd be a great thing. J.E., I just mentioned that Centric Kid is different. And so I want to take a minute before we wrap to let you tell us a little bit about what's special about Centric Kid. So many of us, right, it's one, and I said a little earlier, serving in any Christian summer camp is a wonderful thing for us to encourage people, young people, to do. However, I believe that there is something unique and special about doing that through a Lifeway camp, Student Life for Kids, Fuge, Centric Kid. And so there's something special about Lifeway camps that make them wonderful, and even specifically about Centric Kid itself. What is it that is a unique, special thing that would say, you know, if you have someone who is interested in camp, maybe really consider nudging them towards one of our camps?
Well, thank you for the setup with that, Chuck. But man, Lifeway has been trusted for over 100 years with handling God's word with accuracy. And so this isn't a pop-up or a startup or an offshoot of something. This is part of Lifeway. Each of these camps you mentioned, part of Lifeway. And so we're going to handle God's word with accuracy and with care. One of our core values at Lifeway is we treasure biblical truth, and we want kids to see that and hear that and fall in love with the Bible. We want them to hear the gospel with accuracy. So Center Kid is overnight church camp for kids in the second to sixth grade. And they come with their church group. They have the time of their lives. We use fun. We leverage fun to get kids' attention and to get kids excited. And that is all important. In fact, if you don't do things that are fun at camp, you're doing camp wrong. So it's got to be fun, but it isn't fun just for fun's sake. It isn't just a week in order to get the kids out of the house. It is a week where they're going to be challenged to grow in their faith. And it's so special because every summer, and we pray expectantly towards this, but every summer kids choose to trust God for the very first time. Other kids grow in their walk and make milestone decisions that they take with them and that continues on even after returning home. So it's meaningful work. I consider it a blessing to be a part of this. And so we love serving churches and making camp easy. So you get the kids here and then you just go and experience camp with the kids rather than having to plan it all, organize it all, and do all of those details yourself.
Well, listeners, I would encourage you, there's still time. J.E., there's still time. If they want to register for camp this summer, there's still time. There are locations and dates that you can check out all at CenterKid.com. And so please go there and click around to learn more about CenterKid and what that experience is like and all the unique value of going to CenterKid as opposed to any other summer Christian camp. But look around for locations and dates. They are going to start to fill up pretty quickly. And so we're getting to a point in time where you need to be deciding now about going to camp in the summer, but there is still time. So especially if you stop listening to the podcast right now and you click straight over to CenterKid.com, that's the best thing to do before the other listeners get there. So if you want to jump now, go ahead and do that right now. And I'll keep talking to keep everybody else back so you can be first in the queue. But go to CenterKid.com and check that out. And J.E., there's a page for those listeners who we're encouraging you right now, listeners, in addition to registering for camp, recommend to us people who might serve as summer staff for us. And there's a page, J.E., where we can direct them to go to find information about summer staffers and that opportunity. What is that URL?
That's right. CenterKid.com/staff. CenterKid.com/staff. And that person that you're thinking of, go ahead and give them a call. Shoot them a text and just say, hey, let's grab coffee or let's just chat for a second. We'd love to have you right now, that person that the Spirit's leading, you to reach out to, give them a holler. And we'd love to help answer questions. If they've got questions, they can reach out to us and we'll walk through the process as well.
So that's CenterKid.com/staff. And there's really no obligation. The first thing to do is just go and take a look at that webpage. Go take a look. And then the next step would be to express interest, fill out an application, and then have a conversation to investigate what the opportunity looks like and to see if it might be right for a young person that you influence. So listeners, please do that. Check out CenterKid.com and CenterKid.com/staff. Jeremy Eccles, thank you so much. It's so great to talk with you as always. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. I love getting to hang with you, Chuck, and with Trey as well. And also, it's always fun to just get together and talk kids ministry. So thanks for the opportunity.
For sure. And I can't wait for camp. Looking forward to being there this summer at a place or two myself this summer for Centric Kid. I always love the opportunity to be there and serve for a week with Centric Kid. And so I'm excited for summer already. Just talking with you makes me want to put on my camp shirt and some flip-flops and get out there and get wet with some wet splash water games and shaving cream with OMC and all the fun stuff. So woohoo, yay camp. Thank you, J.E. Thank you, listeners. We'll see you back again soon for another episode of the Kids Ministry 101 podcast.